he seemed to have a sense of humor, something dramatically lacking in Soviet leaders in the past. And he was very careful to cultivate this image of the cultivated European, not simply a communist, not simply a Russian, but a European. He tolerated all sorts of new initiatives in the economy, encouraging the beginnings of a kind of form of private enterprise. He believed this sort of reform was necessary. The Soviet Union, he believed, that criticism was mounting during the Gorbachev era of the failure of the Soviet Union in consumer production. This was seen over and over again as the Cold War, on the one hand, seemed to have waned during the period of Entente, under Brezhnev, that is, Brezhnev was repressive domestically but was able to engage the United States in particular in an era of Entente, driven in the United States by Richard Nixon and his advisor Henry Kissinger. Gorbachev wanted to see a genuine opening, loosening of the Soviet Union, but how was one going to do it? This sense that as the Cold War had receded, that domestic goods, the domestic economy had to be attended to. Jokes flourished in this period. There was this standard old joke about the Soviet worker who was asked to fill out a form. Where do you live? He was asked. Leningrad. Where were you born? St. Petersburg. Where would you like to live? St. Petersburg. So this is this sense of dissatisfaction with the regime was certainly present, and Gorbachev sought to address that. His government ended the highly unpopular Soviet war in Afghanistan in 1988. He eased restrictions on Jewish immigration, and he allowed public discussion of the Chernobyl nuclear disaster in 1986. But Gorbachev faced enormous problems. He had the misfortune of timing. If timing is everything, then Gorbachev was indeed unlucky. He was caught in a debilitating arms race with the United States, while the gap in technology widened and the Soviet economy suffered. Gorbachev came to realize that he could not liberalize the economy and concentrate on consumer goods and engage in a whole new round of escalating military spending, and his counterpart in Washington, Ronald Reagan, was determined to press the Soviet Union. In many ways, President Reagan was a return to the old Cold War. He saw in the Soviet Union the evil empire. He was unrelenting in his Cold War rhetoric, and Reagan would pressure the Soviet Union because of a massive buildup of American military, of the American military. His very controversial and scientifically dubious project, the Strategic Defense Initiative, Star Wars, was seen in the Soviet Union, we now know from the internal documents of the regime and also subsequent interviews with Gorbachev in recent years, that Star Wars, the SDI, was taken quite seriously in the Soviet Union with great fear that the United States had made some technological breakthrough and that the gap, the enormous technological gap between the United States, the West in general, but the United States specifically, and the Soviet Union was simply widening. It would be impossible to match the apparently limitless commitment of the United States to this new round of military spending and to introduce the reforms that Gorbachev believed were absolutely essential if the communist system in the Soviet Union were to survive. In addition, if timing was bad for Mikhail Gorbachev, there was a structural difficulty as well and of profound importance. Once liberalization of the economy and the polity had begun under glasnost and perestroika, Gorbachev found it impossible to control the dynamics of change. He wanted liberalization, but hardly the end of communist rule. But once having taken steps down this road toward liberalization, he found it increasingly difficult to stop, to put on the brakes, to hold reforms and hold demands for reform, to hold the demand for freedom in check. The economic deterioration of the Soviet Union meant that continued intervention in the economies of the satellite states of Eastern Europe to prop them up with their economic difficulties, not to mention Soviet military involvement there, to prop up unpopular regimes could not continue. The Soviet empire, in other words, now had become a weight, an economic weight around the neck of the Soviet economy.